New evangelicalism began in the 1940s when a younger generation of fundamentalists distanced themselves from fundamentalism because they felt it was too critical, isolationistic, and anti-intellectual. They remained committed to the fundamentals of the Christian faith, but wanted to present them in a more gracious and academically credible way. So in April 1942, a group of 147 leaders met in St. Louis to found a new organization called the National Association of Evangelicals for United Action. A year later, the name was shortened to the National Association of Evangelicals. The first president was Harold John Ockingay, a pastor from Boston who later co-founded both Fuller Theological Seminary and Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. Historian George Marsden, commenting on the state of American fundamentalism when Fuller Seminary was founded, writes, "By 1947, fundamentalism seemed a cultural and intellectual wasteland. Fundamentalist leaders, despite far larger constituencies than America's secular self-image would admit to, felt keenly their lack of respect at the centers of culture. Academia was especially tightly closed. Only rarely did a bona fide conservative Bible believer gain a significant university position. Universities were crucial to the future of the nation, and fundamentalist evangelicals could point to no nationally recognized scholar who spoke clearly for their cause." The founding of Fuller Theological Seminary in 1947 was intended to be a response to all of this. Charles Fuller himself exclaimed, "It would be the Caltech of the evangelical world." But the desire for scholastic respectability came at great cost, as the seminary eventually abandoned the doctrinal moorings of its founders to embrace more progressive positions. Core evangelical principles, like biblical inerrancy, were discarded for the sake of acceptance by the academy. As Godfrey explains, "The most tragic consequence of the myth of influence is that those who embrace it often end up being influenced by the world rather than being a good influence on the world." For example, Fuller Seminary, in its efforts to be more influential by moving beyond its own fundamentalist roots, has abandoned basic evangelical doctrines such as the inerrancy of Scripture. Marsden similarly observes, "At the School of Theology, the new curriculum of the 1960s reflected the neo-evangelical intellectual agenda of being distinctly evangelical, while at the same time producing scholarship so scientific that everyone would have to listen to it."